It is the first video in 3 years featuring Osama bin Laden, and its release comes just days before the sixth anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terror attacks on the United States. The al-Qaeda leader does not make any specific threats on the tape, but President Bush says the video underscores the need for the world to stand united against the terrorist threat.
The tape is a reminder about the dangerous world in which we live, and it is a reminder that we must work together to protect our peoples.
Mr. Bush made the remarks to reporters in Sydney at the close of a meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. The president, who rarely responds to al-Qaeda videos, noted that in the tape, bin Laden talks about the Iraq War.
I found it interesting that on the tape, Iraq was mentioned, which is a reminder that Iraq is a part of this war against extremists. If al-Qaeda bothers to mention Iraq, it's because they want to achieve their objectives in Iraq, which is to drive us out.
He said al-Qaeda wants to establish a safe haven in Iraq, a launch site for further attacks on the United States and other countries.
And therefore it's important that we show resolve and determination to protect ourselves, to deny al-Qaeda safe haven, and to support young democracies.
The president has been focusing a great deal lately on al-Qaeda's ambitions as he seeks to build support for his Iraq policy. On Monday, the two top U.S. officials in Iraq, Ambassador Ryan Crocker and the U.S. commander, General David Petraeus, will go before a congressional committee and give a status report on the Iraqi situation. And President Bush says he will address the nation later in the week on the way forward in Iraq. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, with the president in Sydney.